When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bijou Podcasts.
1-2-1-2.
1-2-1-2.
What channel am I on? That the second one. Shit.
Do you want me to open your beer for you?
Okay, so how do we introduce the podcast?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Couple Goals.
Hello, I'm Stacey June.
And I'm Ben June.
He is Ben June.
I am Ben June.
And we together are, say it at the same time, Bijou.
Bijou. I didn't know what I was meant to say there. Together we are Bijou.
This podcast is essentially a bit of a journal of our relationship. You need to watch how heavy you touch the desk.
Got it.
So really light there. We've got a beer, and the reason that we've started today is something quite significant. But we have spoken, and we'll get to that in a second, but we have spoken about this podcast and doing a podcast for some time now, probably almost 12 months.
Yeah, I think so. 12 months. Yeah. It's been a long time in the making.
Why? And we originally, why do you think we originally decided that we wanted to do a show together?
Well, I think we think a lot about what, how to maintain a good relationship and, you know, be there for each other. So I think we've done a lot of work in that area. So I think we've probably both felt, and we also do a lot of work on ourselves, needing to work all the time. but I think, you know, we both feel like we've got a lot to offer people. So I think it's, you know, like I said, we do a lot of work together. So I think it's worthwhile sharing that. And I think we both have a passion for wanting to help connect people and, you know, share our stories to, in the hope of it benefiting other people.
And I think that in particular, that story that we want to share is our fertility story. I think that's where it essentially started, which was what I was hoping you would say, but you had a real roundabout way of
look,
saying that.
Look, it's been a long day, okay?
Yeah,
yeah.
We've had a fight already since you got home. And
hence the beer.
Yeah, we've both got a beer. Cheers, babe.
Cheers.
I think today marks a big day for us. It is the due date of our expected first baby. We fell pregnant in March through a fertility treatment process. The first time we tried fertility treatment together, and we went on to miscarry. Probably would have been almost 11 weeks after. There was lots of tops and turns in between there, and a lot of, you know, we knew a little bit earlier than the 11 weeks, but
yeah.
So our baby would have been due today.
Yeah.
And that's brought up a lot of emotions. But I think before we go back to our fertility journey, and we're going to start that from next week, but I think what we might do today is just give you guys a bit of an idea of who we are individually, how we got together, why we want to share, and what our background is as storytellers, I suppose.
Because I think we have two unique stories. Obviously, there's always two unique sides to any situation, but I think we're unique in that we want to share that story and, you know, convey the two different sides of the coin.
Yeah, but I think this week will be about letting everybody know a bit about us. And next week we'll start.
Sorry, yes. This week it will be about letting everybody know a little bit about us.
I just said that.
I know. Fire away.
But I think the main focus for us to talk to you guys about at the moment is the fact that we're struggling with infertility, and not the kind of infertility that most people think about. We've got a different form, which is exactly why I think it's important for guys and gals to get amongst this new podcast. But for today, sit back. I will introduce myself first because that's probably just the way these things will roll around here. you may have listened to a podcast or two that I've done in the past. So I have been known to be called podcast royalty in this country.
Right. I wasn't aware
Have
of
you
that.
Ever yeah. heard anyone call me that? Is it just people that want to suck up my ass?
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say
Never.
That.
Never?
No.
Not even in your in
no,
the business?
I've definitely heard you say it. I don't think I've ever heard anyone else. That's not to say that people haven't said it. I just haven't heard it.
Okay. Well, yeah. I did quite a successful podcast.
What was that called?
Called Thinker Girl, the podcast.
Ah, yes.
Initially. Then it turned into the Thinker Girls pod channel, and there was a few radio and TV spots in between there. And so podcasting is my home. I feel very comfortable in this environment. I feel very comfortable and strong on this forum. So I'm just really glad that you guys are joining us for a new conversation, because this to me, and podcasting to me, and broadcasting furthermore to me, has always been about telling the stories that are true to where I am at in this moment and being vulnerable and sharing through the process of those stories, not just the beginning and the middle and the end. And for some people, it's often shared the beginning and the end. And we lose the grit, we lose the beef, we lose the middle of the story, which is essentially where our lessons lie, where our vulnerability sits and shows where our raw selves are able to connect at its absolute finest form. So I think that's why I was really excited to have a new conversation, because it means that I'm able to be really, really present and strong in where I sit today. And that is, I got married and I want to become a mother. And for those of you that are listening that want to become parents or have become parents or maybe in the future will, it becomes incredibly, you become very incredibly fixated on it without it being your life, and you still work and you've got friends and you have a life. But there is something that when you decide to put your hat in, you are in, and it's very, very hard to take your attention away.
It's always there.
Yeah, away. And we've been trying for about a year now, and I've found content and stories and articles to be very rare, the kinds of content that I want to connect with about this. And so whilst it is very raw and whilst it is scary to tell the story as we go through it because we don't know the ending, I wish I had have been able to consume more of this through my own experience. So that's essentially why I'm here. And I love you. I find that I like hanging out with you. I like, and I like doing as many things as we can together. And I never thought I would be one of these couples or one of these people that's just like, hey, do you want to work together as well? Or I just didn't. And my work's always been such a big part of my identity. But on the flip side of that, my work has always been very much about who I am and where I am in that moment. So it makes sense, but then it's also kind of surprising for me.
It's very unique for me sitting here as well, seeing you in this environment. And from the moment we sat down and turned it on, like you have made it very comfortable to sit here. I know we're married and stuff, but you know,
this is still a very
but it's still very different for me sitting in front of a microphone, even though I, you know, work in the industry and I'm quite familiar with it all. But to sit behind a microphone and tell these stories is still a very unique thing for me. but it's great to see that side of you here. Like I'm sitting next to you, seeing you in the light of what you do on a daily basis, and that's being a content maker, storyteller. And it feels like a privilege to sit here next to you.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
And to think we were having a blow up like only 40 minutes ago.
Well, I think we come up and down very quickly, and that's the thing.
It took us a lot of practice to get there. We'll talk about how we met really soon, but do you want to share why you're here and and what makes you a storyteller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just quickly, I was just going to say, I think it's the sign of a strong relationship where you can have a little bit of a disagreement, whether it be a little one or a big one, and then manage to resolve that pretty quickly.
So I know, but I think I have to be really honest, because it is couple goals. Like, we are talking about couple stuff, that everything we do on this show has taken work. I think it's so important to reference, because I think often when you meet the person that you click with and you think, oh my God, this is it, things just flow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It, you know, there's still a lot of commitment and work and showing up to do in order for you to continue to sit in that beautiful love bubble that you want, you felt at the beginning.
Yeah. Mm. And the communication thing is very important.
Oh, it's still, you know, it'll probably be a lifelong journey for us.
Yeah, yeah. Something you're a lot better at than I am.
Yeah, I mean, I don't always communicate, I guess, kindly.
Mm.
I because I am such a good communicator, I can use it as a bit of a weapon.
Mm.
I'm very...
Sorry, I'm just nodding and agreeing here, yeah.
Mm. But I am working on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have a lot of anger. It's not directed to you most of the time. Yeah. But that's for another day.
Yeah, that's another time.
I mean, some of it is directed to you.
I just need to figure out what's directed at me and where the other ones are.
We wouldn't be going through fertility treatment if we didn't meet together. You know, like, you've got to be honest about some stuff. And you get angry and then you let it go. Like, that's kind of how anger works, right? You got to feel it, because you push it down, you're screwed. But you got to figure out how to feel it without hurting other people, and then you'll learn how to let it go. Because if you hurt other people in the process, you kind of end up hanging on to it, because then you hate yourself a bit, you know?
I think that's one of the things that we've gotten to know about each other, and that we kind of still get used to, is that that you're very preemptive on things. You feel when something's going to come up and tend to feel something before it's about to happen. And I am definitely not. and so things will happen and I'll feel them. And then I also take a little bit longer to process things.
Yeah.
So that's why that's one thing we've had to overcome, is the communication side of things. You know, I have to, and it happened to me today. It's not just you and I. It's like, you know, it happens in a work situation where you're in a meeting, and then we have the, you know, the meeting after the meeting, or the real meeting, as they call those things, or joke about.
bit of corporate.
This is the real meeting. anyway, you have the, we have that meeting, and then I said something, and, you know, a girl I work with said, oh, why didn't you say that in the meeting? And I said, yeah, because, you know, that's what I do. My mind has this pondering process where it needs the time to, you know, come up with those things. And that's like, you know, when you're younger and, you know, someone gives you shit on the street, and you're like, you walk away and you haven't said anything, and then 5 minutes later you're like, oh, I got the killer comeback right here. Oh, why didn't I have that there? Anyway, sorry, I digress.
It's fine. So you're going to fill everybody in on what you do? Well, just what you do, and I don't know, just a bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I am a creative manager for the public broadcaster here in Australia. And I manage a team of creatives who look after all of the promos and branding for all of the radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So on a daily basis, you know, we take briefs, we get jobs in, and we create the sound that you have in your ears every day.
You haven't always done
radio. So I've done that for the last few years, and then before that I did 15 years of it in TV.
TV
land. Ooh. In different
Shana City.
In different places.
Everybody in TV, everyone in radio wants to be in TV.
Yeah.
Everybody in TV... No, not everyone in TV wants to be in radio.
Actually, I don't think
TV is definitely the cooler kid.
I don't think everybody in radio wants to be in TV, but a lot of people do.
Mostly people do.
Yeah.
Mostly, yeah.
And
when you say that you identify with being a storyteller also, like me, how does that play out for you? Like, what do you mean by that?
So, yeah, I think when...
And when did the... Sorry to interrupt, but when did the yearning begin? Because it was only really recently where you started to want to, because you've always told stories for other people, but it's been more probably more recent that you've wanted to tell your own?
Yeah, I think, look, after I had my kind of one of those life events, those events that you have in life where there's a single moment in time that changed everything.
Mm.
And that was when I got, when I had prostate cancer and I went through, my cancer journey. And I'm not saying it happened immediately, but I was working in this industry when that happened. So, as you said, like working around storytelling and content creation, you know, I wanted to write that story down and share it with as many men as I could in the hope that it would, that it could help other men on their own journeys, just to hear from another guy who's been through it and done it. I've tried to share my story with other people as well in other quarters, and it just hasn't really gotten anywhere.
These are all the things that happen, but what was the thing this year that changed again for you to want to talk about things? And not just the prostate cancer story, but you're just talking about your own life. Because I think I do this as a living.
Yeah.
I don't think people.
I definitely think meeting you and then seeing what you're doing here and the impact that you have on other women with what you do.
Yeah.
Definitely was something that was a bit of a catalyst for it, I think.
Yeah, right. But it was something that was already kind of planned. It was there. And I just had an idea of how to.
Yeah.
Do it.
I think for me there is definitely a portion of jadedness where I'd kind of tried to share my story several times with people, tried to get things off the ground, and it didn't really work, so I put it on the back burner. But then, you know, I like we just mentioned, I shifted industries and moved into the audio broadcast arena had seen that, you know, you can make podcasts, you can touch a lot of people really quickly. Mm. So I'd seen that happen as well and seen what you'd done. So it feels like it was a real kind of coming together in that regard. So and almost fate, you know, it's like something says to you, hey, hang on, you can do it this way.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to talk about because I was like, you can kind of say all of the things that then end up happening, but it's interesting how things come together, you know.
Mm.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
So we met, we were set up. What do you remember about the conversation of first hearing about me?
Well, we can't lie.
The other girl.
Yeah, the girl.
Which I didn't know about this story until freaking months after we were together.
The girl who set up is a mutual friend. Who set us up is a mutual friend. I worked
we
with her.
We both worked with her, yeah.
We got along really well. We kind of started at kind of similar times. So we had that in common anyway. We just got talking about, you know, life and stuff and, you know, we just got along. And then I guess topics turned to, because I was single at the time and, you know, she said, well, you know, I've got some friends. I can try and set you up with these friends. I've got some friends. And I was like, oh, that's...
How many friends? Was it? Wasn't like
It was a myriad, babe. It was a myriad.
Really?
She said, "I've got a couple of friends. How do you feel about getting set up?" Because I think she'd been set up with her husband, and she had seen that obviously that worked because she's married. So she had thought,
and he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a legend. Yeah. And she's like, "Would you be open to that?" So I was like, "Yeah, sure." I didn't know what to think of hers. It was the first time I'd actually been set up. Actually, after that, there was another girl that someone else tried to set me up with. That didn't work out either.
Oh my god! Are you joking?
Let's cut a long story short here. Quick, get out, back up, beep, beep, beep.
Jesus.
Yeah. Anyway, so
okay. Forget the other girl. Mm. When did you hear about this girl?
So that didn't really work out. So then she kind of just thought, obviously. hang on. So I think she just thought, okay, let's just put this on the back burner for the moment. And anyway, I spent 3 or 4 days at my best mate's holiday house up the coast, and I just needed a bit of a retreat because, you know, I had a lot going on at the time, and you know, I just needed to get away for a bit. So I went up there on my own, which was really weird. A holiday house on the ocean, a big house on your own for 3 or 4 days it was a bit strange. But anyway, I did a lot of meditation there, and I was kind of just chilling by the sea. But I came back and I had some really, I don't want to say profound, but very clear ideas that were just like in my head. And I think that was the first time I'd sort of clearly noticed that. I mean, I know we all go through life and we have those moments where we get, you know, light bulb moments that hit us on the head where we're like, oh, things change, I need to do this. But this was really like, there was this firm ideas about what I needed to do with my life. And they were things like, you know, that I wrote on post-it notes that I put on my doors and all my doors in my apartment at the time. And it was like, be more authentic, live true to yourself. You know, meditate, and all these things that I'd written down, things that I was already doing, but they were just affirming. But there were some things like being more authentic that were there, that were new and fresh. So I'd gone back to work and spoke to my friend about that. And then she went, Oh my God, you have to meet Stacey now. These is exactly the things that she talks about and the way she speaks about life. So you guys need to meet. And the rest is history.
Well, you have to tell. You can't just cut it there.
Why? What would you like to know?
Well, I know everything, but people listening might not know.
Mm.
But what about?
Well, they probably don't know because they don't know us.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
So the rest isn't history.
No. Well, yeah. So then we went. Gave me, or she said.
Are you
she
over
said,
this story?
No. She said,
Jesus.
I thought you were wrapping me up. You were like, just give me the wind up signal. And I'm like, what are you saying?
Well, to be honest, I hadn't heard that part of the story.
Yeah, okay. So you didn't want to hear it?
No, because I thought you were going to go on another tangent down to like, then I went to India and found myself, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Look, I'm just a storyteller, right? You know, how I tell the story is how I tell the story.
Yeah, but you know, we don't want to be here for 70 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Really, I think also it's very hot in here.
Yeah, it's a good
like,
point.
I am like, clamming up.
Yeah, okay. Should have told me to pop it on medium rather than on low.
Well, you can. You can probably reach, doll.
Okay. No, I can't.
Not just go. Give it a go.
Okay, hang on.
Fine. It's really warm. It'll probably make me a better listener.
Make me a better listener if you put it on medium. Sorry, where was I?
So you were saying the rest is history.
Okay, yeah, it wasn't history.
But I suppose...
You tell them about the bit that you... So our friend said that she would speak to... She told me she would speak to Stace and then and say what she said. And then what did you say to her?
So she... Her and I went for brunch. I had just gotten back from India.
Mm.
No joke.
Yeah. There really was an Indian trip here.
Yeah, there was. And I had spent Christmas in New York and then went across the other side of the world and
fabulous.
Yoga.
Fabulous time. Fabulous.
Did yoga in India. I was a jet setter.
Yeah.
By myself. Like, I was thinking when you were like... 3 days alone in a beach house, I'm like, big whoop.
You were eat, praying and loving for real.
Yeah, but I had always travelled on my own. And you just haven't travelled as much. You are a bit older than me. We didn't say that.
Yeah.
I think your generation travelled less.
No, we didn't travel that much in my day. No. It was very tough getting around the world. Anyway.
Boat only.
get on with the story.
So then... we hadn't caught up all year. I had just been at KISS. It was an incredibly crazy year. Long hours, blah, blah, blah. And same, I think, for her. And so I went to India. She was completely obsessed with my trip. Mm. You know, she's very similar to you and I, was really interested to hear about it. And she messaged saying so. And I said, yeah, I actually genuinely do want to catch up. It was one of those friendships where we were like, we'll get there. A year later and we never got there. And so, but having said that, we'd worked together, but had worked in different states. So we'd never really been a catch up kind of friendship. So we catch up. And at the time I got back, now before I went to New York and India, I was on like a 6-month hiatus, like trying not to have casual sex, just really trying to go within. I was looking for you the entire time, but it wasn't working. And I had to mix it up because I was unhappy, you know, just kind of floundering around with any dude that would show interest. Like, I just wasn't for me.
Really?
But it, I mean, not that literal, but it was at a point where I didn't have that grounding in myself that I knew I had. Like, I would just have moments where I really would just kind of, I don't know, float around. And I wanted to get that back. And I wanted to also really, truly be able to say I was completely happy on my own. And so when I got back, I had realized that I'd been in that place for quite a long time and that I need to start dating. And that didn't necessarily have to involve sex. It just meant that I needed to start flirting and meeting people. So when she said to me at the end of our lunch, I had told her that I was seeing two guys at the time.
Two dudes.
Yeah. One was very yin-like and one was very yang-like. And I remember seeing my acupuncturist and telling her about this. And she was like, you need a person in the middle, a bit of yin and a bit of yang. She's like, you've attracted exactly what you want, but in two different people. And so I was telling her about this and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, well, it's funny. She goes, I've got this guy that is interested to meet you. She said, but obviously you've got your hands pretty full. So she was like,
juggling two dudes.
Even if you meet him, and you become friends, I feel like you would have a real connection. Like, there's a lot that you're both looking for in each other. And I said, okay, that'd be awesome. And for some reason, when I moved to Sydney, I connected with Jossie because I thought she would know people that I would want to meet. And I didn't necessarily think that was a romantic relationship. I obviously wanted to connect with her first and foremost, but then I kind of knew she was the kind of person that was going to connect me with the right people. And so when she said she knew someone, I took it quite seriously without realizing, and I wanted to do something different. And in the back of my mind, if I'm really honest with myself, I thought, I'm going to give my email address because I want to keep the emails.
That's
how full on I knew that I just knew something different was going to be about this.
Do you still have them?
Yeah.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Do you, and you kept all of our texts, didn't you?
Yeah, I've got them somewhere. Yeah.
Or somewhere?
Yeah, no, I kept them.
Oh.
Hmm.
What, in a folder you printed them out or something?
Nah, just in a folder on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cute. It's cute, babe.
It's cute, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I said yes. And we emailed, and you were pretty you're pretty straight. But very, not old school, but very matter of fact straight? In your emails. Like your all your emails were very, like, everything was grammatically correct. There was a real kind of format. Everything was very, not, it was official, but flirty.
Still frustrates you to this day, doesn't it?
Oh, no, it doesn't frustrate me. It's just not, it's very different to me. I'm pretty much like emoticon, like, like, ha 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 ha, you know, like, it's not, I'm not the grammar police, you know? And you weren't.
Well, it just comes from, you know, I don't know. Essay writing or something like that.
That's really? Because I wrote essays too.
Yeah, well, okay.
And then I thought for a second, I was like, South Australia.
South Australia, what?
Essay.
Oh.
Anyway, I was I wrote essays, okay? I have a uni degree. Did you know that?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And so.
Very accomplished.
Yes. Well, I'm just letting you know. I wasn't sure, we haven't been together for that long.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Anyway, so. We met, and that week had been an incredibly challenging week for me. My uncle had committed suicide. So I was very unsure I was going to make the date. And I had a weird catch up with chicks that was like some International Women's Day affair. And I had this drink at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with you in Bondi. And I remember thinking to myself, go for the fun, go flirt and get some attention here. Like, even if he's just polite and just is a gentleman, and I already had gotten that, I guess, some form of that from you in your emails. We didn't really call or message or do much communication.
I think that's something that you're very good at, is doing and recognizing what you need to do for yourself, like in a moment like that, and just go, okay, I think I should go and have some fun right now. That's really what I should be doing. And I think that has to be, you have to be given credit for that. I think it's very hard. I know I'm no, I don't do that often for myself. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, it took me a long time to do that and also to get to know myself.
Takes the work, takes work.
Yeah, and to get to know myself, to know what my needs are, I guess. Mm. It's a big conversation you have to have with yourself, and it's a big conversation that you have to have with your feelings.
Mm.
And I think feelings for guys, and I know you struggle with this, is really not an easy thing to communicate about.
No.
Like, it's just not something... It's just not the same format that we have.
Yeah, I often try to explain feelings, and we'll be there going, okay, I've got these four feelings here. Is it this one? No, it's not quite that one. Is it this one? No, it's not quite that.
Mm.
And then you get to the end of them, you're like, oh, it's none of these.
I remember when we first got together and I would be like, how do you feel? And you wouldn't know.
And I'd say upset, and you're like, that's not a feeling.
You would describe a feeling, but you wouldn't say the feeling.
Mm.
You would be like, I'm feeling that I wish that didn't happen. Or
yeah.
I'm feeling that I didn't see this coming. Or, you know, something. Mm. And I'm like, that's not a feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a discussion of a feeling almost. Yeah. Or like a commentary on it. It's not really the actual feeling. Feelings are sad, happy, angry. Upset is probably a feeling, but it's still... It's still, you can go deeper than upset.
Mm.
It's still a little bit of an umbrella of the feeling.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So then we went. I went and I was on time as usual.
On your time?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I think you were like 45 minutes late.
Fuck off. Ben, I was not.
I reckon you were. At least 40.
Babe, no way.
Yeah. How late do you reckon you were?
I got there
maybe 10 minutes?
3:15. And our date was 3.
No way. No.
Really?
No. Because you went to get in an
Uber.
Oh, my Uber
got cancelled.
And you probably would have got
right.
in and you probably would have called the Uber at 3. And then so you would have called the Uber at 3 and then it would have cancelled at 3:20.
I don't do that anymore. Okay. I don't do that anymore.
No,
not,
she doesn't do that anymore.
Not for that. Not for something important like
no.
that.
Okay, that doesn't matter though. Anyway, you were on time. Your time.
Oh my god, babe! And it was so hot.
It was, yeah.
And you were sitting there in black.
So hot.
You were hot.
Yeah.
But you were very different.
Jeans is
you
black.
Were different to what you are now.
Yeah, yeah.
You were. It was like you were a flower waiting for. Just some little, I don't know, something. It wasn't anything I necessarily did.
Yeah.
But there was some form of sun that needed to be shone on the flower.
Mm.
And the second the ray of sunshine that you needed shone on you, you just opened up. Like,
yeah. I think I was in
totally blossomed.
And that's what it was. Like those, me coming back from that time away and then me recognizing those things that I wanted to change in myself. Was the starting of a big growth period, like a major growth period, almost like a reimagining, and meeting you was the thing that kind of kicked it along. And it's like a therapist that we both see who's amazing, who I was going to, and then we've gone to together, and then you've been to on your own as well. You know, I think she said. You know, I think when we were in the beginning, we were going through some difficult times.
Yeah.
And she said, look, if you guys just get through this period, this could be an immensely...
Life-shaping,
yeah. powerful, like, relationship for you both and your own growth. So, yeah.
We were very invested from the beginning. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. I knew that I'd felt something that I'd never felt before.
Mm.
And I had this subtle knowing. It was subtle. It wasn't exciting. It was exciting actually. But it wasn't like this giddy feet off the ground kind of craziness. In a way, when I look back, it was pretty crazy because we were spending every minute together pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the time I felt so grounded in it. I felt so safe.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt so, I'd never understood how important feeling secure and safe was until I met you.
Mm.
Like I just felt like I was home with you within 2 days.
And it was like that like me having the lack of words to express those feelings that we just talked about. But like, as I said to you, it was almost like after that moment, it was after we first met, it was, and everyone's saying, oh, how was it? And I was like, you know what? It wasn't like this like boom explosion moment. It was like, it just felt so right. Because we went on a date where we were like, oh, that's the safety date, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, let's just go and have a drink. And then that turned into dinner, and it was like a date. We were there for 6 hours or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. We had dinner, and you kissed me like in the perfect way because you were quite. Yeah. You weren't shy.
A little bit of a not too full on, just a little bit of like, yeah, I'm a little bit interested.
More than a friend.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely more than a friend.
Yeah, but you know, but a lot of girls get paranoid about that. Yeah, if there's no affection on dates,
is he friend zoning me?
Yeah, is he unsure about me sexually?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something that I think a lot of us get very shy about saying we want. Mm. We want a man to find us attractive. We want them to want to, you know, we want that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We're kind of taught to be very subdued with those feelings. The only feelings I feel like women really struggle to articulate, myself included. But by this point I'd done some tantra work and I was ready to kind of start fresh because I hadn't been sleeping with anyone, so that was an incredible time. And to some degree it has been amazing how great it was for the first 8 months, but then I think I said this in one of the live shows, to another point we had such a dramatic change in our relationship so quickly that it was almost, it was really touch and go there for a while because it was, I got fired, we tried for a baby, we had a baby, we fell pregnant, we lost a baby. You know, there was so much within like 4 months, I think. And it got to a point where I was like, there were moments in that time where I was like, have we fucking jumped too far in here?
Yeah. Well, it has been a year of strive.
Yeah.
So striving, I don't want to say it's been, you know, it's very easy to say this has been a year of struggle, but it hasn't really felt like struggle. It's been, and
it's just been really hard. But it's been striving to learn
things from it, like to striving to grow from it, to take those experiences and go, okay, what's this? What am I being taught here?
Yeah.
What is life trying to tell me here? What do I need to learn? And that's what I mean by strive. I have been through struggle. You have been through struggle in the past.
But our relationship is different. Yeah, it's so true. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, and I think it's because we both want the best for each other. So, you know, we're in it for each other as well as, you know,
ourselves.
Yeah. So.
And we call it the love bubble. And that's what we do want to open up and invite you into to some degree. Some of it is going to be personal and things we will not share. And some of it will be things we will. And I think it is a really lovely thing to do with you, babe. Like, I'm so excited to jump on this journey with you.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah.
So we hope that you guys might be able to listen to it with your relationship. Maybe you want to get in a relationship and you want to think about how a conscious relationship looks and how you can shape that for yourself before you're even in it.
Yeah.
But we are, you know, the next bit we are going to focus on our fertility treatment and I guess the struggle, I don't want to use the word struggle, but I guess our journey and our path is probably a good way to put it, which we'll start with the beginning next week.
Yeah. I don't know. These could be good therapy sessions.
Weekly. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's great.
I think, you know, we can get a lot off our chest right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It does. It's good, isn't it?
It feels really good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fun.
It feels really good. Yeah.
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 Yeah. But we, you know, we had a moment this morning to cheers our little girl. We both felt very strongly that it was a girl. And I guess I wanted just to leave this episode with saying that we love you, Lolly.
Yeah. We love you, Lolly.
She named herself.
We found out yesterday.
Yeah, we did. If that's pretty woo-woo for you, then strap yourselves in because that's the absolute start of it.
Shit's going to get real.
Yeah.
Jump on the woo-woo train.
Thanks for listening. If you haven't heard anything like this, we'd love you to share. But we're going to ease our way into this and I don't know, you can contact me on socials if there's things that you particularly want to talk about through the journey.
Yeah.
But all right, we hope you enjoy the 01 episode. Episode zero.
Thanks, everybody. Please enjoy.
Please enjoy?
Yeah, get in there.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bijou Podcasts, the home of taboo conversations.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.